Music Hall with John Scott Trotter as orchestra and chorus, the Charioteers, lilting Lena Romay, the king of the keyboard, Carmen Cavallaro, and starring Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's star of the picture, Yolanda the Thief, the one and only Frank Morgan.
This is flattering. Almost as big a reception as I received yesterday when I paraded down Figueroa Street.
Oh, Senor Morgan.
Well, Lena Romay.
Will you help a poor girl who needs your advice very, very badly?
Why, certainly. Have dinner with me this evening and we'll examine your problem.
Mr. Morgan, I'm not the shy type.
No.
I might let a man put his arm around me and hold my hand in a parked car.
Car? Young lady, I have only one thing to say to you.
Yes?
There's a Ford in your future.
Trusting that the future will take care of itself, let's concentrate on the present and listen while Lena Romay sings Choo Choo.
Choo 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 Choo. Chiu, 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 chiu. Mira que la vida es triste, que tu cantar me alegra el corazón. Chiu, 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 chiu. Canta, canta, pajarito, que tu cantar me alegra el corazón. Con tus gorjeos, con tu trina, despierta el alba, la noche ya se va. Con tus gorjeos, con tu trina, despierta el alba, la noche ya se va. Chiu, 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 chiu. My heart singing just for two. Chiu, 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 chiu. This is a song I sang last night to you. Chiu, chiu, chiu. When you're near, I hear an angel sing. My love is soaring, I'm flying high. You're so adoring, my heart is in the sky. The bird that's singing will soon be through. Then I'll be winging my song of love to you. Mira que la vida es triste, que tu cantar me alegra el corazón.
Chiu,
chiu, chiu, chiu.
Chiu,
chiu, chiu, chiu. Canta, canta, pajarito, que tu cantar me alegra el corazón. Chiu, 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 chiu.
Or if he's bad, or if you like the way he wears his hat. Oh, what's the use of wondering if he's good or if he's bad? He's your fellow and you love him. That's all there is to that. Common sense may tell you that the ending will be sad. Now's the time to break and run away. But what's the use of wondering if the ending will be sad? He's your fellow and you love him. There's nothing more to say. Something made him the way that he is. Whether he's false or true, and something gave him the things that are his. One of those things is you. So when he wants your kisses, you will give them to the man. And anywhere he leads you, you will want. time he needs you, you'll go running there like mad. You're his girl, and he's your fella.
That was very nice, Lena. I love those singing commercials.
Jesus is a rock in the weary land, the weary land, the weary land.
Oh, Jesus is a rock in the weary land.
He's a shelter in the time of storm.
My Savior is a rock in the
weary land.
In the weary land,
a shelter in the time of storm.
I want to go to heaven, Lord, I want to go right. I know I've got to keep praying, well, I got to pray both day and night.
Well, Jesus is a rock in the
weary land, the weary land,
oh,
the weary land.
There is a rock in the
weary land, a shelter in the time of storm.
Jesus is a rock in the
weary land, the weary land,
oh, the weary land.
Oh, Jesus is a rock in the
weary land, a shelter in the time of storm.
In the
weary land, the weary land,
oh, the weary land.
Oh, Jesus is a rock in the
weary land.
Playing a haunting melody, Laura.
Thank you.
Say, Kenneth, would you like to join me in a little experiment?
Why, certainly, Frank.
Yeah.
What is that you got there?
Well, it's a walkie-talkie. I bought the sale of surplus army goods. Let's try it out.
Roger to field. Over.
Roger, Roger. Where are you, Roger? Over.
Flying at 10,000 feet with a beautiful blonde. Over.
What are you doing? Over.
I'm just about to kiss her. Over.
Morgan to Roger. Move over.
Stop trying to kiss me, Roger, or I'll put on my parachute and jump.
Well, you go right ahead and jump, young lady. When you land, I'll protect you.
Who are you?
I'm Frank Morgan.
Never mind. I'll fight it out up here. Over.
That thing, Frank. Carpenter to Roger. Carpenter to Roger.
Come in, Carpenter.
Stay tuned to us, Roger, while Carmen Cavallaro plays one of the greatest tunes ever written by Rogers and Hart. Here is Carmen Cavallaro playing Lover. Over.
Beautifully played.
Oh, thank you very much, Mr.
Being a composer myself, I am able to be...
You a composer?
Well, I just happen to have the rough score right here of my latest composition. Complete, except that I must get a new beginning, a new introduction, and a new coda.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I can see where the name Irving Berlin is rubbed out and Frank Morton written in.
You can?
Yes, I most certainly can. It's right here.
Oh, well. I'll also have to get a new eraser.
Well, just what do you want me to do, Mr. Morgan?
Well, introduce my composition to the public, my boy. Why don't you run through it once? It's quite complicated. I'm not sure you'll be able to play it
Let's see. I'll try. Let me see now. Oh, no. I can't go on. I'm sorry.
It's too difficult for you, huh?
Mr. Morgan, I only have one thing to say. Did you see the picture about Chopin, A Song to Remember?
Yeah.
Well, now we have A Song to Forget.
While Frank goes away to forget, Carmen Cavallaro plays one of his biggest hits in Acapulco.
Magnificent, Carmen. Simply superb. Lamar Hopkins in San Francisco is certainly lucky to have you playing there.
Oh, you're very kind, Mr. Morgan, but it's rather tiring having to fly back and forth every Thursday.
Fly? You're talking about flying to an old railroad man like myself?
Frank, you mean you know something about railroads?
Are you serious, whistle stop? The name of Morgan has been associated with railroads for years. It was Morgan on the CB&Q, and Morgan was connected with the DL&W, and I myself started that very famous old line, DK&T.
Now wait. I never heard of that line. What's DK&T?
Don't kiss and tell.
I might have known. You knew nothing about railroads.
On the contrary, loose caboose, my engineering genius conceived the idea of two construction crews working from opposite sides of the continent and meeting at Promontory Point, Utah, to complete one great railroad.
Gee, it must have been thrilling the day those two crews met, Frank.
Yes, well, they didn't. That's how we happen to have two great railroads.
Frank, I don't believe you know a thing about railroading.
I don't believe you know a thing, period. Turning on my heels, I went back to where the men were working, and I found they'd hired a new foreman. He was the roughest, toughest straw boss that ever snapped a bullwhip. He drove men beyond human endurance as he growled,
"All right, men, hurry."
Well, he was a little high that day. The next morning, he said,
"All right, men, hurry."
He was a very dangerous man in a high-low game. As we pushed the railroad further and further across the prairie, we found we had to make our own laws and keep them. One day, I found the men holding a kangaroo court, and as I stood there, dumbfounded, I heard sentence pronounced. A few moments later, the culprit was hung. One of the laboring gang turned to me and said,
"Say, boss, could you be telling me what was the lad's crime?"
Placing my hand on the man's shoulder, I said softly, "He told what Mildred Pierce did." Awakened by this experience, I made my way to the nearest bistro. As I pushed through the swinging doors, I saw the most beautiful woman I'd ever laid eyes on. She looked into my eyes and whispered,
Ay, mi corazón está palpitando. No puedo vivir sin ti. Te quiero tanto.
I told her that I didn't understand what she was saying, and she replied,
What's the matter? Are you crazy or something?
She was a little late for pie. The next day, our crew was again plodding across the prairie when I came upon two strangers and couldn't help hearing their conversation.
I'm going to finish you off, or my name ain't Red.
You asked for it, Red. I'm a-calling your bluff.
Thus was born the town of Red Bluff. By now, the terrific desert heat was knocking my men off like flies. I was desperate for help. And you can imagine my delight when one day a man approached me and pleaded,
Sir, I want the job working on your railroad. I'm a Southerner.
Southerner? You can't work for us.
Why all?
This road goes through Tennessee, and the Southerner is banned in Memphis. But at long last, the railroad was completed, and the governor himself arrived to immortalize the occasion by driving a golden spike. During the night, however, some nefarious character sneaked back to the spot and substituted a worthless shingle nail in place of the golden spike. Knocking it at the nearest pawn shop, I returned to be among those who made the initial trip across the country. As I swung into the cab to deliver final instructions to my engineer, his answer to me was,
Everything is all ready. I've got my hand on the throttle, and I'm all set to go.
Oh, no, no. Come, man. Control yourself. Why are you crying?
This is a sentimental journey.
After traveling for some time, an emergency arose, and I called my fireman for more steam. More steam!
Why do you need more steam?
Well, I'm pressing the conductor's pants. Just when I was getting to the interesting part, the sound of cheers filled the cab, and I realized we'd completed our trip. As I stepped off the train, I bowed to the adoring throng, and the fireman joined me in singing a tune that was the granddaddy of Johnny Mercer's. Johnny Mercer's Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe. Johnny Murchison. It was written by J.A. Roth, published in 1882, and it goes like this, somewhat.
All great cities of importance can be found along our run, reaching Bombay, Kansas City, Leavenworth, and Atchison. Rich in beauty, power, and grandeur, and they owe it all, no doubt, to the fact that they are stations on the great Rock Island route. Now listen to the jingle and the rumble and the roar as she dashes through the woodland and speeds along the shore. See the mighty rushing engine, hear her merry bell ring out as they speed along in safety on the great Rock Island.
From the score of Weekend at the Waldorf, Lena O'Meara sings, and there you are, Lena.
Though we are oceans apart, you're never out of my heart. Simply close my eyes, and there you are. There in the dawn's early light, there in the still
behind a star. And there you are. Whenever there's a storm, I don't even hear the thunder. My heart with love is so aflame.
Lena, charming. You know, I was very nearly in your Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer picture Weekend at the Waldorf.
Why weren't you, Mr. Morgan?
I couldn't get a reservation.
Pardon me for eavesdropping, Frank.
Well, be careful, John. A trotter can ease, but he shouldn't drop.
You know, I just missed the part in Weekend at the Waldorf.
Really? I thought Van Johnson had the only fat part. And your next number is going to be...
It's got to be this or that.
John Scott, very good indeed. What better way to close shop?
Yes, Frank, and we'll be looking for you again next Thursday.
Naturally, I'll be here, Kenneth, and might I say... I'll get it. Hello. Hello! Hello.
Well, Frank, why'd you hang up? Wasn't that a friend of yours?
Yes, but I only know him well enough to say hello to. Good night, boys.
Radio service.